Senate Bill 42, an act to revise the areas where the Game Fish and Parks Commission may require a park license.
Is there a second?
Second.
Senate Bill 42 has had its second reading and is now up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator McNamee.
Senate Bill 42 adds two park areas to the list of areas where the Game and Fish and Parks Commission is authorized to require park licenses. Currently, there are 68 parks, state recreation areas, and lakeside use areas where Game, Fish, and Parks Commission is authorized to require a park license. On lines 2 and 3 of page 2 of the printed bill, the two areas listed that this bill proposed to add to that list where a park entrance license may be required. The bill was amended in committee to change the name of the Belfouche Recreation Area to the Rocky Point Recreation Area, a change that is more descriptive of the area on the Belfouche Reservoir, and that area will be designated as a recreation area. Rough Lock Falls Nature Area was also amended out of the committee because the committee felt that this day use area located in Spearfish Canyon of the Black Hills should not require a park entrance license as a condition to visit the area. The two park areas being added to will have significant improvements that will result in an annual maintenance and operation cost, and the park entrance license requirement will help offset a portion of these costs. The first area is Bob's Landing, lakeside use area located west of Gettysburg on Lake Oahe in Potter County. This is an area that was transferred from the Corps of Engineers to the state of South Dakota in 2002, and one of the 13 boat ramp sites the department has extended in the past 2 years. Originally, this ramp was constructed by Bob's Resort, but in 2003, the resort requested Game Fish and Parks to consider extending the ramp in order to maintain boating access at this site. Due to the fact that this is one of the few existing boat ramps where such an extension was physically possible, the department had invested over $112,000 to date and budgeted an additional $50,000 in the current budget to improve the parking lot and other and further ramp extensions anticipated in 2005. Other boat ramps on Lake Oahe managed by the state already require the park entrance license to offset a portion of the cost of these areas. Bob's Resort is supportive of the park entrance license requirement at this site and the state's continued effort to improve and extend the boat ramp there. The second area was added to the list is the Rocky Point Recreation Area. This new park area is located on the Belfouche Reservoir in western South Dakota. The Game Fish and Parks leases about 300 acres from the Bureau of Reclamation at the Belfouche Reservoir. Through a cooperative effort with the Bureau of Reclamation, the department budgeted improvements and an operating budget for this new recreation area in 2004. The legislature approved the operating and development plan for Rocky Point last year, and the department began making improvements to the area this fall. Improved access, restroom facilities, a new campground, fish cleaning station, and other support facilities are all planned for the area next year. The Bureau of Reclamation and the Department have been part of a three-year local planning effort that led up to these improvements. Local interests have also supported the addition of the park entrance license as a condition of offsetting a portion of the operating expenses for the area. Current park entrance license fees for the state park system are $20 for an annual park entrance license, $10 for a second vehicle park entrance license, $5 daily vehicle, or $3 per person. All park entrance license revenue by statute will be used to operate and maintain parks in the state park system. Placing the park entrance license requirement on the area is a two-part process. First, the legislature must authorize the areas where the Game Fish and Parks Commission may consider the park entrance license requirement. Second, through administrative rules process, the Game Fish and Parks Commission must establish where the fees will be required and what the fees will be. By granting the Game Fish and Parks Commission authority to require the park entrance license at these two areas, the state will be able to offset operating expenses with user fees and avoid the need to increase general funds to operate the areas mentioned. I urge your approval.
Further remarks? Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the body. Mr. President, I have a motion at the desk, 42TC. It has been distributed. I would waive the reading.
Does any member object to waiving the reading of the Moore Amendment? Is there a second to the amendment?
Second.
Remarks on the motion, Senator Moore.
Mr. President, thank you. Essentially, what this amendment does is it removes the Pearson Ranch day use area from the need or the necessity to have a park user sticker. As you know, when the state acquired the take ground from the Corps of Engineers and some of the campgrounds, South Dakota acquired the Pearson Ranch area near Yankton. Actually, at that time, there were two units to the Pearson Ranch area operated by the Corps. One of those units was a campground. The other unit was a day use area. They had separate entrances into each of those facilities. What the state has done is they've taken the entrance out to the day use area, and they charge a fee now to get into this day use area. And it breaks my heart in the summertime when I drive by that day use area on the weekends and it's not being utilized. That used to be the most heavily utilized day use area in the area. Now they're using the Cottonwood area, and you have to understand the dynamics of this whole transfer of take ground. Down by Yankton, some of the Corps retained some of their campgrounds and some of their day use areas. They turned some over to South Dakota. And you have to understand how the channel of the river used to run. That's why the Corps has kept some of that, because they consider that to be in Nebraska at this point, because they changed the channel of the river. But at any rate, we did acquire the day use area at Pearson Ranch. What has happened is companies, large companies who used to have their picnics out there, large family reunions used to have their picnics out there, youth camps used to hold their day camp out there. None of that's done anymore, or very little, because of the fee to get in. They've moved these functions to the Corps of Engineers day use area at Cottonwood, which is just down the road. It's free. They've moved it to the overlook that the Corps of Engineers operates, just down the road. It's free. I believe that the Pearson Ranch day use area is a beautiful spot, and I believe that we ought to be utilizing it more than we have been. It's got ball fields, it's got picnic shelters, picnic tables, it's got a basketball court, it's got tennis courts, and it's not being utilized because when the state took it over, they decided to charge a fee for people to get in and use it. That's a travesty. And as I said, the Corps still has its free areas. People are using those. We're taking opportunities away from kids. We're taking opportunities for families to have large family reunions out there. We're taking away opportunities for large companies to have their company picnic there. I just think it makes a better fit for the whole continuum of day use areas in the Yankton area to once again make the Pearson Ranch day use area fee free. And that's what this amendment does. I urge the body to accept the amendment and go on and pass the bill.
Further remarks on the Moore Amendment? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Moore Amendment to Senate Bill 42. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. Further remarks on Senate Bill 42 as amended. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 42 as amended. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah.
Aye.
Adelstein.
Aye.
AIPA.
No.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Roderick.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Dunwald.
Aye.
Dunifan.
Aye.
Early.
No.
Gant.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greenfield.
No.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Kelly.
Klochek.
Knudsen.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koistra.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Linz.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McNinney.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Napoli.
No.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith.
No.
Sutton Dan.
Aye.
Sutton Duane.
Aye.
Two bolts. Mr. President, ayes 29, nays 6.
Senate Bill 42, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.